of the adoption of this law in 2 January 2007. Actually, the Kingdom of Cambodia is a party to the Hague Convention on Protection of Children and Cooperation in Respect of Intercountry Adoption. And follow this, enter into this convention, Cambodian enter into, have took an opportunity to adopt the law on intercountry adoption to set up a legal framework and mechanism procedure to how to provide an intercountry adoption. I think before this, we, based on our historical background, after the Pol Pot regime, a lot of orphans. So how we deal when we do have not infrastructure? So we try just only set up an orphanage center, fund a small amount of whatever we have from the scratch. We have not much people to assist. So sometimes we provide an relative family to take care of that orphan, to be their own child, for example. And after that, when we are progressive a bit, we come up with or establish an orphanage center run by the government, and also we allow to have a private sector to assist on this. So since then, we much manage and also provide them an education, healthcare, whatever. We try our best when we are also surrounded by economic sanction, when we are victim of atrocity, and also we don't have any seat at the United Nations after the 1979 until 1993. So this is our struggle, that we deal with the children. It's very sad for us, but we try our best to entertain and also to take care of those children. Come up with this, and then after that we have a lot of demand from the abroad to take care. Sometimes we have also the tourists want to visit orphanage center to provide some fun, and also want to take care to bring them to have a better education in the third party, especially in Europe and in the USA, whatever. We at that time we don't want to provide such an adoption. This is our beginning of our commitment, that we don't want to provide any adoption from the foreign country. So after that we discuss and also have to set up first regulation in terms of broadcast to provide inter-country adoption. Then we face a challenging of, I think, because the perpetrator will not consider whatever the child, but they just only try to exploit those. That's why we come up with enter into the Hague Convention to have some standard and practice, and also best practice, and then we have set up an intercountry procedural adoption. Last time we have also some adoption case that we are suspicious of child trafficking. That's why we suspend some process from many countries, maybe from Europe and also from the American continental. I could not specify any state, but in terms of owner, so I just only we stop it, and then we also try to have set up, as my colleague from Ministry of Interior also, to look into in consideration of combating and preventing of human trafficking, including child trafficking. So this is I could highlight of what is our struggle and also our commitment in order to make sure that the child is protected. Because we suffer a lot during the Pol Pot regime, and also the remaining after that period of time. Because I was not in that period, but I was in the, during that we have a lot of, I can say that I'm grow, I was growing during the bombardment. They call a boy under the civil war. So we suffer a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Excellency. I'd like to invite Lokchamdeo Longsonita to discuss the law on child protection. But before doing so,